Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
You know, lately, a lot of people are doing more things for themselves. Self-love, if you want to call it that, self-care. Some are getting life coaches. But imagine if your life coach had connections to energy, really got what energy does. Well, we're going to dig into that today, energy perception and coaching, and she knows all about that. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer. She is a transitions coach. She's also a spiritual guide, and she's with us back again today. It is Andrea Dragonfly. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Great to have you with us. And yeah, we've talked about energy for a long time and how it relates to our lives and how to harness the power of it and make changes in our lives. But you, as a transitions coach, or call it a life coach, how do you use energy to help people out?
You know, Steve, this is exactly a great question for us to really look to see, you know, when we're seeking assistance in our lives, for whatever it is, you know, some people are going to life coaches, some people are going to therapists, you know, some people are going to their friends and to the family to try to find, you know, perspective and ways to get through, you know, life's situations. And, you know, what we know is that to be human, coming in as a human being, we're going to have, you know, a series of life situations that are here to present opportunities for our personal growth, right? It's like, how do we perceive, you know, what's the best course of action for us to get through this scenario? And so when we look at energy, you know, we want to look at, you know, first of all, let's look at, you know, what is it that we really want for ourselves? You know, what is it that we desire for our goal? Like, we could talk about relationships, you know, marriage. Many times I'm working with people going through transitions of relationship where they've been in a marriage for 20 years and they're in this place of, you know, I'm at this point, we've given it so much time, I'm not quite sure if we're ever going to align, you know, how do we move through this? And so it's really looking at the end goals, looking at what is it that we really want for ourselves. And how do we make the choices that best align with our energy? Of course, we all sort of know that already, right? Like, hey, I made the best choice for me. So when we look at the energetics and the transitions, I also like to look at it from the perspective of, what did you come into this world to learn, right? So I've been talking for weeks about how, you know, maybe we have more than one life. Maybe you don't just get this hand, this dealt hand of life, and that's it, and then you have no more chances to life again, you know what I mean? And throughout most of the other traditions, everything that's not an Abrahamic tradition, and the Abrahamic traditions are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, which are three very most, you know, predominant belief systems in the world, but they are one God, that's it. But all of the other belief systems that have been around longer than the Abrahamic traditions talk about, we are here to really grow ourselves in the human condition, to be exposed to all of these different bits of information of whether this feels good or resonant in my life, how I, you know, like, hey, this is really awesome about my life, or hey, I'm very challenged about this in my life. And we've been talking about the energy field for, you know, for weeks now that I've been on this show with you. And we talk about how what we're pulling into the energy field can come from us from our earlier childhood. It can also come to us from our earlier lifetimes that we're carrying into this life to fully, like, experience, overcome, and work through it. So really what I do in my energy perception and my transitions coaching is I look to see, what are people's patterns? What is their lineage? And really I look at, let's look at your karma. What are we working with here? And when I can work with a person's karma and understand their real experience to life, and when I say karma, yes, we have good karma and we have bad karma, but the karma is, what are you attracting? What are the kind of people you're attracting? What are the lessons that you're attracting into your life and that you keep having to play out over and over again? So we look at the pattern. What's the pattern here? And how can we really, you know, work with this pattern? So looking at it from a transition, you know, place of like, hey, you know what, Andrea, I've been doing this for the same, you know, however many relationships I've been in, and I can't get past this. And we all know that. Like, if you haven't ever healed the wound of the original relationship, it's kind of like you get married, you end up divorcing your spouse, and then you marry the next spouse, and they're exactly like the first spouse, and then you divorce them, and then you marry the third spouse, right?
Yep.
So it's like, if you don't work on the first, you don't really work on the real issue, then of course you're going to have multiple spouses. Because the relationship is never going to be able to be fulfilling or satisfying you. So where is that energetic within the being, within our own, you know, energy field that is presenting itself to us that says, hey, this is the wound, or this is the fear, or this is the, you know, something that you've been carrying, the I'm not good enough, the negative self-chatter, the talk that holds us back in life. And so when we look at that, and what's beautiful in this work is that, you know, with a therapist, and by all means, I've walked with many therapists in my life as my good friends and, you know, as colleagues in different manners. And so there's a beautiful, absolute, gorgeous place for all of that. However, when we look at the difference between psychology and spirituality, we're also looking at, you know, that, of course, they're connected, but psychology will only take you so far within the Western mindset. And spirituality then gets into this whole, you know, concept of, let's expand outside these boxes and look to see what is my soul really wanting for myself. And, you know, like, and our soul is our navigation device. It's our, you know, it's like this, I want this beautiful relationship. I want to be felt, you know, I want to feel love. I want to feel support. I want to feel appreciation and value and respect, you know, attention and connection. You know, most people are wanting that in their significant relationships. Why am I not getting that? And so with the energy work, we can release that within our field so that we can overcome the things that are holding us back. And of course, I've been talking about this for weeks. Within, you know, therapy, we can certainly get to the point and know deeply and understand what is the issue and why I'm stuck on it. But this is part of the pattern, right? And the hardest part with the difference between therapy and energy healing is that within energy healing, we, you know, the energy healers can get in there, myself, you know, included, is and help release these energetic blockages, release these karmic imprints that we're actually here to learn from. Right?
I have to tell you, you are resonating today, Andrea, and we're getting questions. So I'm going to put us on a quick break and come right back and field those. And it's basically about everything that we're talking about here. Andrea Dragonfly is with us. She is a transitions coach, ancient wisdom energy healer. If you want to reach out to us, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
This is a car. No matter how much you kiss your lucky frog, wish on a star, do that thing you gotta do to get it to start, your car will eventually break down. And those repairs could cost you thousands, but not if you have CarShield, like I do.
CarShield is America's number one auto protection company. Their administrators have paid out over $1 billion in claims and cover most vehicles from 5,000 to 150,000 miles.
I trust CarShield administrators to pay your claims just like they paid mine. I know cars break down. I don't want to pay for expensive repairs. That's why I have CarShield.
Let's keep it real. No one wants to get stuck with unexpected car repairs. Have you looked at how expensive those can be? From the stress of the breakdown, getting towed, and then you're hit with the bill? It's basically a nightmare scenario, and nobody wants that.
With coverage through CarShield's administrators, you'll receive 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental reimbursement at no additional charge. Plus, with CarShield's nationwide coverage network, you can choose the mechanic or dealership of your choice no matter where you are.
I've been a CarShield customer for close to 7 years, had 3 vehicles covered, and they saved me close to $9,000.
The best thing about CarShield is just about everyone can afford coverage with no long-term commitment. So there's no more excuses why you haven't picked up the phone and called. At the end of the day, when it comes to your car breaking down, CarShield has got your back like nobody else I know.
If you're driving without a warranty, you have to call CarShield.
Yeah, you do. I drive with CarShield because they're the real deal. Do yourself a favor and give them a call today. Tell them I sent you. And remember, CarShield cars go farther.
Protect yourself now against expensive auto repair bills. Call CarShield for a free and instant protection plan quote. Once your car breaks down, it's too late. Call 800-908-6126. 800-908-6126. 800-908-6126.
Living comfortably in your home is easier than ever with a little help from Lowe's and AARP. We share a commitment to help people make their homes ready for all of life's changes. Take advantage of helpful videos, tips, and resources to guide you and your loved ones along the way. To learn more, visit lowes.com/livablehome. U.S. only.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, we're jumping on back with Andrea, who is just an amazing energy wisdom healer, transitions coach, and so much more. Andrea Dragonfly is on the program. And we got Bethany checking in from Gainesville, Florida. She says, in regard to energy, how does that help you when you first start working with someone as a coach?
Okay, let's see. Let me see if I get the question right. In regards to energy, how does that help you when working as a coach?
And she says when you first start working with somebody. So I guess maybe she's getting at, does that give you an edge? Do you feel something? How does the energy work there?
Exactly. So, of course, having a pretty wide, let's just say, lens of energy and how energy comes and affects us, you know, starting to work with a client is really looking at, it's like doing an energy assessment. Where is this person within their energetic? How are they experiencing life? What is the lens in which they're experiencing life? And so part of that is a lot of like the beginning, like connection between, you know, practitioner and client. And it's also, on some level, working with the client and working within the energetic field. You know, I talk a lot about working with these benevolent energy beings that are also with us. I call them our inner team, our inner contact team. So we could call them our guardian angels. We can call them our ancestors. We can call them light beings. We can call them many things. And they are many different things in the energy field. And so part of it is that I don't sometimes even have to know, like a person doesn't even have to tell me what is really going on, because the energy is going to tell me that at the beginning. And usually when I work with a client, the most significant energy that is at hand for that client, that's really kind of the reason why they're reaching out in the first place, like, hey, I need to do something different than what I'm doing. So that very, you know, kind of irritating energy that is saying something needs to change here is the energy that's the most dominant whenever, you know, I'm meeting with someone at the beginning, because, hey, that's the reason why they're there. And so from there, it's kind of like we open the book of their life, right? I open the book to that person's life when we get to see what's happening. We get to see whether this energy is, of course, this energy is happening in the now. It's activated. It's kind of, you know, causing upset or some sort of pain in some way, whether it's just like I'm not getting what I want in life, or I'm, you know, and mostly that's what it's about. It's like, hey, how do I get what I really want in life? Because every choice I'm making is not really finding that peace and love and joy that I'm deeply searching for, right? So how do we get to that? So at the beginning, it's really just this kind of unfolding. And of course, there's a certain type of energy assessment that I will offer my clients as we first begin to work with each other, just to kind of gauge where they're at in life and just some basic questions about, you know, what has happened, a little tiny life history of just significant things, because all the significant things are significant in some way. They've played a part in our lives. They are part of our energy story. So those significant things that have happened to us, you know, look to see if there's patterns there. I look to see if there's a soul loss that came in there, right?
Can you go into detail, a little more detail, Andrea, when you do work with somebody, you know, as we talk about Bethany's question, are you getting their energy? Like somebody, if I sat down in front of you or on a screen, you know, we did a Zoom, whatever it might be, are you picking up on that person's energy? Are you feeling it? Are you, you know, intuitively getting something?
Exactly. So there are many ways, and every different practitioner is going to be tapped into different things. So absolutely. So let's say we're on a Zoom call and we're talking to each other and being able to be with each other. Now, of course, you know, being able to connect through the field, there's something called non-locality, where that we're, even though we may be, you know, a thousand or thousands of miles apart from each other, we're going to bring in that energy to, you know, to bring it in close to home. However, I'm always just going to be curious, because it's not like I'm going to be able to read something immediately and say that's what it is. And sometimes I can do that. Sometimes that energy will come in. Sometimes, you know, even if we have energy attachments, you know, people who might have, you know, a loved, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago around on Halloween, actually, you know, like sometimes we could have a loved one that jumps into our body and doesn't belong there, and we need to transition them through. So some things will make themselves be very known immediately, right? Like, hey, this is happening. So we can certainly see things. If a person's touching, you know, their throat or their neck with their hand, I mean, there's all sorts of body language and just how we read people in general, which many people do in all walks of life, regardless if you're an energy healer or not. It's like, how do we read the body language? How do we read the energy field? And so, yes, mostly what I don't start reading the field until I'm allowed to read the field. But if something is jumping out at me, of course, I can see it. Other people may see it. So it's just an obvious, right? But ethically, Steve, to be a person that walks in this kind of world, it's not ethically okay to tap into people's energies. You can't just hang out and look at people across the, you know, cafe or the restaurant while you're, you know, having lunch or something and tap into their energy. That's kind of an invasion, you know, that's a violation of ethics in that realm. So
do I have it right,
really,
though?
Permission.
Okay, you just said it. They have to give you permission to allow you to tap into their energy, right?
Absolutely. And of course, Steve, many, many people will tap into people's energies without that permission. But ethically, that's the best, you know, approach to how to, you know, work this. It's that high integrity. When we have high integrity, we have high results as well. You know, if a person's a little bit, you know, more, and I've had people come up to me throughout my life and talk about reading my energy. And I'm like, well, thank you for giving me your, you know, your perspective. And however, I haven't given you permission to do that. You know, just helping people recognize that it's not okay for us to jump into people's energies unless we're invited. But of course, getting back to Bethany's question, absolutely. You know, when we're coming together, it's all about, I mean, we're just energetic beings hanging out with each other, helping to understand how do we want to open up the circuitry of your energy. It's kind of like even acupuncture and, you know, the little needles and opening up the circuitry of the meridians for energy to flow. How do we do that within our own energetic body, you know, our own energy body, so that we can get things to flow in the direction of what a person's greatest, you know, unfolding of their heart and soul, right? Like, that's what we want to do. We want ultimately to bring everybody to the highest state of their happiness. You know, what does that look like? What is happiness to you? You know, happiness doesn't come just with material wealth. Happiness has to come from the inside of who am I as a human being on the planet and what are my relationships like? What's my relationships with my spouse, my children, my parents, my in-laws, my, you know, my work environment, my team, my employees, you know, how am I respected and revered? How am I as a human being? And these are the things that grow us. And we, again, we talk about good and bad karma. And if we're not that nice of a person, we're going to collect these hardships for us to be exposed to because we're getting back what we're giving out, right? So that we're like, ooh, the push and pull, the push and pull. But if we're giving out, like, decency of humanity and I'm a good person and let me help you get your needs met in whatever way that is, let's work together, let's have a, you know, everybody wins in this scenario, this is where we begin to really begin to change humanity and we work together as a humanity team as opposed to, you know, trying to, you know, oppress or walk on the backs of others for our own successes, you know, all of those types of things, sure. Because those ultimately will bring us, you know, pain and hardship in the end.
When I'm curious about the energy thing and getting permission, are you able to tap into somebody's energy even without permission, or you know, can you go a little bit there and you really need to get full permission to go, you know, full on?
Absolutely. So there, you know, especially working with my energy team, there's if I'm working with a person and they're let's say they are going through a breakup within their relationship and I can access a little bit of the spouse or the significant other's story just enough to know what I need to know to help the person who's there. And now if I want to really jump into that other person's story and life experience and patterns, I have to then work with them, that person. I have to get, you know, the permission and work with them to look at what's happening in their story. But we will be able to access, you know, the foundational information that's necessary because we're all growing in this together, right? Like we all have these experiences on, you know, why is this person in my life? What are they, you know, why do they drive me crazy the way they drive me crazy? You know what I mean? And so, you know, what is it about this stuff? So sure, we can get some information. And honestly, Steve, again, it's about ethics. And we talked a little bit about people who are really in it for themselves, you know, people who are selfish and people who are selfless. And so those who are selfless are going to have a high level of integrity, are going to let, you know, humanity have their life experiences without trying to control, manipulate, dominate other people. And the selfless, you know, and the selfish people are all about the me. I want it for me, me, me. I want the power. I want the control. I want the, you know, I want all of the credit for something. And I want to look good in front of everybody else. You know, so of course we have those types of things. You know, we have those types of experiences. And so we, you know, so ethically, again, it comes back down is, can we be ethical human beings? First of all, that's a really good question, you know?
It's kind of scary knowing that somebody can be tapping into your energy, you know, and you know, feeling what's going on
right within
you.
And I will say that it does take practice, and it's not sure. Like you're just going to be walking down, walking down the street, and that may happen. But here's the thing. I absolutely know that, yeah, you know, and one of the things we're going to also talk about is, like, protection rights, like, how do we protect ourselves from those people? And how do we make sure that we're in a place that, you know, people aren't just jumping into our energy field and kind of manipulating us a little bit? Because those people, they do exist. They're out there.
Yep.
And they will do that. But, you know, if we want to talk about the percentage of human beings on the planet, it's not that big, you know, it's not that high of a percentage. Of course, it depends on where we're at. And it may be much higher than we think. Because there are people all over the world that know about energy and have been working with energy, and it's culturally and, you know, intrinsic to their culture of knowing energy. So it's like, yeah, you know, as a Western-minded person, we are kind of oblivious to the fact that there's all of this other ways of energy working around us and sometimes even against us.
We had talked about that in previous podcasts. And if anybody's intrigued by that, how there are energy vampires and so much going on there that you're not aware of. So definitely worth a look back if somebody wants, because I was kind of blown away by the stuff that you told us, Andrea. I kind of suspected it, but wasn't really so sure that these things are being done, that people are sucking your energy
Absolutely. And, you know, we do have a large community of people who are very interested in power control and manipulation. And these are the types of people that will find ways into working with energy and being able to manipulate. And, I also have to be careful of what I do say over the radio waves, too, even in the South, we talk about voodoo. We have hoodoo down there. We have a lot of people, doing things to each other on an energetic level. We can even call it spell casting or something like that, right? And there's many names for it. But that are, hindering people's, progress. A lot of it comes down to jealousy, right? We also talked about, the two root causes of all sickness, all illness, can mm-hmm. be found either in fear or envy, So if we're envious of a person for their successes, we want to take, a person wants to take their wife, their land, their job, their power, whatever. Yeesh. These are the things that people do to each other without us really even knowing about it.
How do we connect with you? We're just about out of time.
Yes. Okay. So I know. So my email is Andrea@dragonflypassages.com. I've been working on a website for a little while now, and that should be up right around Thanksgiving. So that's going to be www.dragonflypassages.com. But also, you can also find me at www.andreadragonfly.com as well. So I'm going to have those two channels to bring you to the website.
I got to tell you, I don't know anybody that has the knowledge that you have when it's all about energy. You really go deep, which is, it's fascinating. And I want to learn as much as I can because it's so.
I wish we had more depth too, because there's so much more in this. We need a workshop. You know what I mean? I love it. Yeah. It's great. And I'm really just scratching the surface with all of you. So, but it's always a pleasure just to introduce these ideas and concepts of what is really happening with us, because we never think about these types of things, or we rarely think about them.
Yeah.
And so they're definitely part of what's happening.
For sure. If somebody, like you said earlier, if you're repeating the same mistakes, getting into the same kinds of relationships, the same kind of situations, there's a reason. There's a reason for it, and you probably don't even know you're doing it. So reach out to Andrea and start the process of transitioning into a better life. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.